Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 26 of the Bob Bloom Show, low-level PHP. Today is Sunday, June 1st, 2025. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP serverless, published on the first of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Leah. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 26. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS on Spotify, Apple, and on YouTube. I have been chronicling my personal journey into PHP serverless in this podcast show. Personally, the irony is pretty thick. Serverless is supposed to abstract away server stuff. That is what the concatenated marketing term server plus less means, right? Like a lot of my PHP devs, my first contact with serverless was with Lambda. The genesis of Lambda is as a compute service. Amazon Web Services offered a lot of services. One day, someone at AWS looked around at what their big-ass clients were doing and realized that they were using EC2 in a way that simulated, sort of, kind of, a compute service. They spilled their coffee as they leaned closer at their screens. They jumped up and yelled, "Eureka!" They had an epiphany that changed things forever. AWS needed a service where customers could throw code at it, and the code would just run. The triggers to execute the code would be events related to internal Amazon services. Okay, it did not quite happen that way, but it kind of did. The Excellent Serverless Chats podcast is no more, but episode number 132 lives on, titled "The Evolution of Serverless at AWS" with Dr. Werner Vogels. Excuse my pronunciation. This is, in my opinion, a must listen to. Amazon supports PHP for its services by way of maintaining first-party PHP software for its services and by maintaining first-party docs for PHP. However, for Lambda, they decided that PHP was not worth supporting. Not supporting PHP does not mean that PHP does not work with Lambda, because PHP does work with Lambda. It is just that AWS does not provide the plumbing that's necessary that makes PHP work with Lambda. So if a PHP wants to use Lambda, there's two options. Use someone else's plumbing or build your own plumbing. I did both and found it quite advantageous to building my own. In so doing, Lambda, a compute service to make my life easier by abstracting away server shit, got me squarely into PHP internals, something that I had successfully and consciously avoided in my near quarter century of enjoying PHP as my premier language of choice. So yes, Lambda pierced my massive resistance to getting into PHP internals. And once that was pierced, I opened up to getting into stuff that I have been very, very resistant to getting into. And now I'm at the point where the deeper I get, the deeper I go. The low-level root of PHP is the language that it is written in, C, which is how I ended up at the classic textbook, Advanced Programming in the Unix Environment. This is a classic textbook about writing programs in C for the Unix operating system. There are three editions, and I have been enjoying the second edition. Personally, this textbook represents going to the bedrock beginning of PHP. My interest in this textbook is buoyed by a mini-trend of sorts, a renewed interest in PHP's low-level roots, a mini-trend that has direct relationship to PHP serverless. There is an interest in compiling PHP feature code. PHP-HACKER. Is that pronounced PHP hacker? To quote the repo's README, it enables you to package a PHP script or far into an executable. The Franken PHP application server is now under the auspices of the PHP Foundation. To quote from the Franken PHP docs, Franken PHP has the ability to embed the source code and assets of a PHP application in a static self-contained binary. Thanks to this feature, PHP apps can be distributed as standalone binaries that include the application itself, the PHP interpreter, and Caddy, a production-level web server. Franken PHP and PHP Hacker and native PHP use the static PHP CLI package. The static PHP CLI, that is static-PHP-CLI, repo's README says that it is a powerful tool designed for building static, standalone PHP runtime with popular extensions. Static PHP built by static PHP CLI, supports CLI, FPM Embed, and MicroS SAPI. Static PHP CLI also has the ability to package PHP projects along with the PHP interpreter into one single executable file. Again, has the ability to package the interpreter and the feature code into one single executable file. Also, compiling PHP feature code into an executable is an intriguing possibility for serverless platforms that do not natively accommodate interpreted languages in general and PHP in particular. My interest in this classic textbook is buoyed as well by a mini trend of sorts, a renewed interest in PHP's low-level roots, a mini trend that is in part driven by economics. Now, a big difference between traditional cloud servers and serverless platforms is that traditional servers are fixed price. Serverless is variably priced. The price is determined by your usage. And yeah, it's scary that serverless platforms sometimes can be like a hockey stick. They're designed to scale and they go to infinity. But that's pretty dramatic. In my opinion, there is just a more mundane desire to lower the cost of serverless. A desire that has heightened a look at PHP's low-level roots in order to lower the cost. And that is represented, in my opinion, by this spatty, package called Fork. It has 1.2 million downloads. And quoting the README, this package makes it easy to run PHP concurrently behind the scenes. Concurrency is achieved by forking the main PHP process to one or more child tasks. I'm going to repeat that. Behind the scenes, concurrency is achieved by forking the main PHP process to one or more child tasks. I have no idea what this means, but spoiler alert, the term fork, the term process, and the term child are precise terms in the classic textbook. Laravel introduced a new Illuminate concurrency package less than a year ago. The concurrency package uses Spati's fork package, and this has further piqued my interest in this package. Now, this episode started out as I intended when I wrote the draft, as I wanted to look at the classic textbook with the view to answering two primal questions. What is a process, and what is a thread? But as I wrote up my draft, I could see this was going to be a long one, so I split up this month's episode into two parts. This episode and a very rare mid-month episode to dive into the classic textbook. So this episode is a lead-up. And by lead-up, I mean getting into low-level and as well talking a little bit about physical memory. With all the advanced technology around us that we are dealing with, that we are learning, that we talk about, low level seems practically archaic. It feels quaint, a relic of the past, whose primacy in the pantheon of technology resides long ago and right now is done by specialists. And right now, one could spend their entire technology career without ever seeing an SSD, ever seeing a stick of RAM, ever touching a CPU. And reading the classic text, it gives me the sense of the time period that it was written in, that it refers to and who wrote it. Its genesis is not just in the past, but, in the deep past. But we are in the now. We are in today, and it's relevant. And it's relevant today, and it's relevant for tomorrow. Which brings me to the question for now. What is low level? And I have my own one-word answer to this question. What is low level? Hardware. Low level is the hardware. Low-level programming is messing with the hardware. Something I absolutely explicitly enjoy about PHP. It's a high-level programming language. You don't touch the hardware. But PHP is written in C. And C does touch the hardware. C is a low-level programming language. Not the lowest of the low. There are lower low-level languages. Like assembly. I never had the patience for assembly. Just reading about it makes my eyes glaze. Well, I asked Claude Four, what is the assembly programming language? The reply started with, assembly language is a low-level programming language that provides a human-readable representation of machine code instructions. It serves as an intermediate layer between high-level programming languages and the binary machine code that processors actually execute. The processor executes binary, non-human-readable machine code. Looking ahead, the processor executes that code in random access memory. To paraphrase Claude's next line, assembly language uses short, human-readable abbreviations to represent non-human-readable machine instructions. Assembly gives programmers direct control. Direct control. Over the processor's operations, including manipulating registers and memory addresses. Assembly is so low level that there are processor-specific flavors of assembly. Can you imagine having to use a specific flavor of PHP because you are using a certain type of CPU? Oh, shit! Yes, I can imagine. I was at the AWS Toronto Summit attending an amazing session about ARM. The presenter told me that they worked very hard with the PHP core team to get PHP to work on ARM. PHP now works with ARM. There was a time when it didn't. And the last I checked, there were PHP extensions that did not work with ARM. Two main use cases for assembly are OS kernels and device drivers. Claude says that assembly programming requires understanding the underlying hardware architecture, making it more complex than high-level languages, but offering maximum control and efficiency. For a more general sense of it, I asked Claude about low-level programming. Claude states that low-level programming refers to writing code that operates close to the computer's hardware. Low-level programming gives you direct control over system resources. Claude concludes by saying that the trade-off is that low-level programming requires more detailed knowledge of computer architecture and is generally more complex and error-prone than high-level programming, where many details are abstracted away for convenience and safety. For our purposes, we are most interested in directly interacting with the random access memory because, for us, that is where the hardware action resides. As Claude points out, low-level memory management lets the programmer explicitly allocate and free memory, decide where data goes in RAM, and handles pointers. There is no automatic garbage collection to clean up in memory after you. Which brings us to random access memory. It is a help to review RAM before heading off to the Advanced Programming in the Unix Environment textbook because a process happens in RAM. So let's take a brief look at RAM. Random access memory is ephemeral. When you shut off the power, RAM doesn't work. When you turn off the power, your files are still on your SSD. That's a good thing because your solid state drive, well, it's for storage. But RAM is for running stuff, like executing code, like your PHP code. And to run code, you first have to get the files where your code resides on the SSD and put them into RAM. Then you have to execute that code in RAM. And when the execution stops, you have to remove your code from RAM. A big issue with RAM is accounting. Where in RAM do you put your code? How do you make sure other stuff doesn't overwrite your code, that it goes into somewhere else in RAM? Well, I will conclude this episode with a quote from Claude about RAM. Random access memory is a type of computer memory that allows data to be read from or written to in almost the same amount of time, regardless of the physical location of the data inside the memory. This is in contrast to hard drive storage, where the time required to access data varies significantly depending on its physical location. RAM serves as the computer's main working memory, where the operating system, applications, and data currently in use are temporarily stored while the computer is running. You open a program, it gets loaded from storage into RAM. Thank you for listening to this 26th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Low Level PHP. My next podcast episode is a special mid-month episode scheduled for June 15th, 2025. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.